Man in the Mirror. I'm Kyrie Pender, and we'll be doing another lesson from Leadership Lessons from Kings. On today, if you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 20, and I'll read a few verses in your hand on today. And it says this: In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and was wholeheartedly devoted and have done what is good in your eyes. Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. So in these leadership lessons of Kings, I just want to continue and talk about that. And today, it'll simply be a question from what we're learning today. Why are some leaders resilient and why are some not? Why are some leaders resilient and why are some not? When we begin to look at resilience, it really means this: the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. And if we're thinking about any type of leader or leadership, one thing that they have to have is the ability to bounce back quick. If you're a leader, you have people under you that report to you or look to you for guidance and even certain type of ways to tailor their self or actions after, they want to make sure that they can look to you. And one thing you can't do is show them that you don't have that ability to bounce back. One wise man told me this: never let anybody see you sweat. Want you to be like a duck. And I looked at him strange. He said, let me tell you something. A duck is moving smooth on top of the water, but his feet are paddling like crazy. And that's one thing about a leader. You have to stay smooth and stay consistent and resilient, not let them see you sweat. Because if you being a leader, when they look to you, they want to make sure that if they see you panicking, it's going to cause them to panic as well. Well, here we have Hezekiah, and Hezekiah has a unique story. He has a unique story as such is because he's the next king that followed up. And before him, his father was king. And let me tell you something. Hezekiah's dad was, as king, was known to be an evil ruler. So he is the son, which makes him a prince under a king. And he's seeing the leadership that his dad is possessing and what he's doing. It's one thing about being a leader, but it's one thing about being right in leadership. His dad was known to be an evil ruler. And it said he did all types of things that his dad led in all types of wings. There were pagan gods. There were all types of things that, you know, when you're under a leader or a king, that you wouldn't, you know, want to resemble or do or even submit under those things. So here it is that Hezekiah, as its time has turned for him to be able to come in leadership, he understood and saw what was going on with his father and how his father was able to lead the people and practices and things that he had in place. Hezekiah thought those things weren't right. It said here that he had a special relationship in previous chapters that Hezekiah put God before everything that he was doing. Before and after, he consulted and had a solid relationship with God. So in that standpoint, it said that when Hezekiah came up to rule and be a king, he cleared all those things out that his father had already had in the forefront of him as walking into leadership. Now, you would think that even when there's things that are kings there, or even if you're other, so let's remove it. Not only is he his own king, but that's his father. And if you think about it, we have always heard those quotes, well, but you just like your dad, or you do things just like your father. In this case, Hezekiah took a stand. And you know what? He said, I am not going to do what my father did. Hezekiah got into that position of leadership, of being a king. And he said he was going to make some ultimate changes, which shows me here that Hezekiah, which brings us to our first bubble, Hezekiah is a cycle breaker. Hezekiah is a cycle breaker. And as we begin to look at that, there are some cycles that we know that he was a part of. There were some things that he was connected to with his father. So I want to ask you a question. The question today is this: what are some cycles that you find yourself operating under that you need to break from? And then let me ask you something. What are some cycles that you have already broken from? How does that make you feel during the process? What are some things that you know you need to break while moving on and moving forward, or that may be hindering you? And what are some things that you know that you have already broken yourself from that you see that it gives you a type of freedom or a type of growth? And it brings us to our big idea. Resilience doesn't mean you man up. It means you got up. Resilience does not mean that you man up, but it means that you got up. And what does that mean? As we begin to look at that, we can think about it. We've all accepted challenges. We've accepted all types of challenges during the course of our life. Here it is with Hezekiah. He accepted the challenge to be the reigning king, but it wasn't that. It wasn't the acceptance, it was the action. His action is what it is. And that's what I'm saying to you today, man. It's not that you manned up to it. Yeah, you could say, I'll do it, I'll stand up. But the fact is that you got up. And this, here it is with Hezekiah. Hezekiah accepted it. Hey, I'm going to be king. But the man up position, that's what it was. But he got up. He got up into position and he made changes. He made the proper and necessary changes that were needed to be met. And he knows that, being that his father was the reigning king and the things that he did were not right. And he did not want to continue to lead people under that type of leadership. He could have very well accepted it and been affected by his father's leadership, who was king, and took on those attributes. But he stood up and said, no, you know what? I will not do that. He will not take on those things. So Hezekiah began to move on. So as we begin to move on, we begin to see that Hezekiah began to become ill. He became ill during the course of his reign, and word came to him. And the word came to him and said, you know what, Hezekiah, I want you to go ahead and get your house together. Get your house together because you're going to die. You're going to die. And we can look at it and say, you know what? Well, at least thank you for the warning and letting me know. Let me get some things together. Well, a courtesy of death came. But it tells us this, that Hezekiah began to receive that. And then he said, you know what? He turned himself to the wall. He didn't completely look at the messenger, but he turned himself to the wall and he began to speak. Lord, you remember how I walked before you devotedly? Do you remember how I did what was right in your eyes? Do you remember how I submitted? He began to speak based from a standpoint of the relationship or the things that he's done to honor God. He didn't get into that king or leadership position. He walked straight into it and devoted God in that leadership. He showed an honor. So he was able to pull equity out of a relationship. He was able to do that. And which shows us to the second bubble. It says this, humility in his illness made him stronger. He felt humility in that. He received the word that he was about to die, but you know what? He pulled from it and said, you know what, God? Nah. Do you remember what I've done? Do you remember what I presented before your people? Do you remember how I turned away ways that could have ultimately made me wicked, but I honored you and everything that I've done? Do you remember? And Hezekiah was able to speak on that. He was able to pull from those words and begin to, you know, tug on God's heart, even in that time frame. Are we able to do that? He was able to speak. And what I love about resilience, it says, you know, you have to have the ability to bounce back. And we look at that as a leader, we have to be able to do those things. You can't just give up. You can't just fold in that time. And one thing about a leader, which I love, is, you know what? Just because someone says it to you, don't make it so. You have to realize and know that. He said it. The word came. I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to have to go back to the forefront and look at this. Just because someone says something to you, it does not make it so. You have to understand that. You being in that leadership position, I love that. You are able to speak and say certain things and command things, and they have to abide by it. Those are some of the principles and some of the things that comes along with being a leader, with comes along with being a king. I don't have to accept what's being said to me. I don't have to do that. You are a leader. You don't have to believe something is true just because somebody says it. So someone in the past may have said some things to you that you've been living out. Some people have said some things. You have to use it as fuel. In my line of work, I've come in contact with people, and sometimes I really just try to get to the root of the problem, even though there's a situation. The situation, it may not be as big as the root. The situation may seem big and magnified, but it's the root that's causing it to look big. And when I got to the root of some of the situations, it was sort of rooted from someone telling the person that I'm talking to what they weren't going to amount to, what they weren't going to be, and what they'll never accomplish. And they accepted it. And guess what? They lived it out. Here in these Bible verses, Hezekiah turned and he cried. And that's one thing that some of us may not want to do. But he turned and it said he wept bitterly. And in those tears and in those words, the word came back. It came back and said, you know what? The word of the Lord spoke to him. So here it is. In our big idea, we have to understand it again and know this, that resilience does not mean you man up. It means you get up. That's what we have to do. It does not mean that you man up, but it means that you got up. And look at this in this part from him with his sickness. It shows us that, you know, he did not accept it. It doesn't mean, you know, he just manned up with it. He got up, because some of us would say, you know what? Yeah, he lost that manned up part when he started crying. But guess what? He got up because he was able to rely on those things. He was able to recover. He was able to rely on the past things that he's done that were pleasing in God's sight. So as we begin to further move on, I have a question. I want to ask you guys a question on today, and I want you to really ponder on this. When leading, what are some things that may seem as weaknesses, but to others, they may seem as strengths? So for us, like I told you, he didn't accept it. In leadership, I want to ask you this. Inside of you, what may seem as a weakness to others, what is a strength to you? How do you use that thing that may torment you or may seem as a weakness as strength to strive and go and push and move and execute what it is? I know that there's some things, you know I may not be as efficient in, but you know what? I know that, so it makes me work harder. So what are some things in leadership with yourself that you know what? I may not be at tip-top shape with it, but I'm going to use it as a strength within inside myself to keep on going. Hezekiah displayed that for us. And this is a man doing it from his deathbed. He was laying down at the point of time he received this news. And he didn't even have enough strength just to get up just yet. But he got up within his spirit. He turned his face. He began to quote and speak those things. And I love what the word said. And before the messenger even made it to the courtyard, he came back and spoke to him. So it leads us, men, to our last bubble. Here it is. It says, his relationship allowed him to stay rooted. His relationship allowed him to stay rooted. And as we begin to look at Hezekiah, he was able to speak on those things, as I said earlier. Some relationships don't really have value in them. Let's just be honest. There's certain people that you know that you can call at 3 a.m, that you know that will be there for you. And they wouldn't think twice about doing things for you. Being in a king position or leadership, let's just be honest, we have to make sure that we're focusing and that we really pour into relationships. We have to make sure when you're in leadership and you're treating people right and you're doing right, they wouldn't have any type of thought or doubt of doing anything for you because of the way that you're leading and what you're doing. And I want to tell you this, that in here, Hezekiah's relationship with God, it allowed him to stay rooted. It allowed him to stay focused. He didn't pull on other resources, but he was able to focus and pull back and stay rooted in a relationship that he had. Sometimes when people get into leadership positions and they find themselves in higher points, they feel as though that they may not need anybody. And that's where we fail as leaders or leadership. He knew that there was still, even though he was at the position that he was king, that people had to ask him for permission or people had to act out things that he sent out as word. He knew that he still had to go back and draw from a relationship. He had to do that. And in that position, I think that helped him. And even before then, showed him in the humility that he had as well. So I want to ask you a question, men. I want to ask you another question. Taking a look inside yourself, what kind of value do you bring to connecting relationships? What type of value do you bring? You can have all types of relationships. Relationships quoted as close relationships or distant relationships, or even associate relationships. We think about those things. We have the close relationships where we know that we can really call on people at any time, and ones that we trust and believe in them and know that they'll be there for us. And then we have distant relationships that I'll keep you close enough to give you things and work on with you, but far away to not allow you to really hurt me or do anything like that. These are leadership positions. And then you have what Hezekiah showed and displayed in here. So what type of value, man, do you bring to relationships? What are you doing? You can be a leader, but not bring any type of value. He's a king that brought value. We don't want to be a useful leader. We don't want to be a wasteful relationship. So are you bringing value to your relationships? What are you doing? Taking a look inside yourself, what kind of value do you bring to connected relationships? What do you bring? It's a question for us. So here we ask. And men, I want to remind you again, with our big idea, we want to make sure that we state this and keep it there. Resilience does not mean you man up. It means you got up. I want to tell you this, men. Resilience is telling us just having that strength to bounce back in any type of climate, trial, or situation. You can accept it, but that's not enough. You have to get up. You have to be willing to give it your all and work towards it. Why do some leaders have resilience and why some don't? We see it here. Even on Hezekiah's deathbed, he still showed us what resilience looked like. He didn't accept what people said. He didn't count it as being true, but he pulled from what it was that he knew that was inside of him. I'm telling you right now, men, as we continue to go on, we have to make sure that we do it. You're able to recover and you're able to rely on those things, and you're able to remain rooted as well in those things. Don't just man up. Make sure that you get up. That's the part of our resilience on today. Men, if you allow me, go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes, and let's just go ahead and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to really have a microscopic view and look at our own personal selves. We thank you right now for letting us know that the leadership and kingship resides inside of us. We ask on today that this lesson allows us to activate what it is that you have inside of us. We may have been living out some type of words that's been given to us, or just accepting the call but not really living up to it. But you are showing us today, God, that we are able to do it. And we thank you right now for the resilience that's being activated in today. Lord, we ask right now that as this resilience is being activated, that you allow us to go back and even reconquer some of the things that we probably folded to. We thank you, and we're not accepting things that were said in the past and things that were we were living out that were probably spoken over our lives. We're going to bury them today. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do in our lives. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.